Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here at Coco's Pub. We're in lovely Lauraville. They're making the big crab cakes back there. I got the big freezer. I can almost touch it and take it out of here. It is crab melt night here. Don't come by expecting this next week. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Marcelo's going to make us some crab melts. We're having fun. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. I have not given a $10,000 winner away, but I'm trying here today. We're going to be at Red Brick Station next Wednesday in White Marsh. Looking forward to getting up here talking about beer with Bill Blocker. Bill is going to laugh in my face because 30 years ago I met Bill. I lived in White Marsh 30 years ago. My kid was in high school. And I went into his place and I was Budweiser sponsored. And I said, I want a Budweiser. He's like, we make our own beer here. I'm like, "Pah! Good luck with that. How's that going to catch on, making your own beer?" Well, 30 years later, the craft beer thing kind of caught on. This guy has caught on with a lot of folks here in Maryland. I got the pleasure of meeting him last year. I think we've known each other a little bit through town. Howard Perlow is involved in the title and real estate space. All I know is not just Bill Cole, both Bill Coles, and a whole bunch of other people had told me there's this thing that happens in Vegas every year. But it's a little weird because it's Preakness weekend, but everybody flies out on Sunday, and then they hang out at the pool, and then there's this big party, and you're going to know everyone. And I'm like, okay. And then it starts showing up on my timeline, and every year, friends of mine are there. Michelle Bresnik-Walsh is there. John Ogden's there. Wendy Herr just lost her mom tragically this week. Like, they're all there. And I see their pictures, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. And I'm like, what is this? And Bill Cole says, you just got to come, man. It's a networking thing, but the guy that runs it has all these people, and you're going to know everybody. And I'm like, what's Vegas? How bad can it be? So Howard Perlow is here to, what is the Maryland party? And it's got the word party in it, so right off the bat, I like it.
Well, let's start. I'll be 72 in another month, and I'm born, reared, and raised here in Baltimore. Grew up on Liberty Heights Avenue, moved out a little bit to Burleith Avenue, and then moved out to Edgerton, out Garrison Boulevard.
So you've seen a Colts game or two. Okay.
I've seen a Colts game or two. I heard you talking about Mr. Aparicio, and some of us, you're not old enough to remember the 66 World Series. But
I was born
I
in 68.
I know, yeah. That's where I got it. But I was at three of the four games and watched, McNally and Palmer and Bunker.
That was a good day in Baltimore, right?
It was a wonderful week in Baltimore.
You're a little bit older than that now. Does that still strike you as one of the great top 10, 20 things? Not related to your family or does it still mean that much to you?
I'm probably a better baseball fan than I am a football fan. I go to the Ravens game, to every home game, but I'm there. But I really do love baseball. I caught for my high school team,
baseball guy. Okay.
I once had Jim Palmer at a summer camp pitch to me, and he knocked me right on my rear end.
Nice.
I just caught
probably
the ball.
Probably left-handed.
Probably. That's all it would have taken, but at least I caught the ball. And I got to tell you, the Orioles one time let me throw the first pitch out, and that was
That's a thrill.
That's a thrill. It was an absolute
How'd you do?
Thrill. I got it over the
did
plate.
Did you stand on the hill, or did you stand in front of the hill?
No, I stood on the hill, and I got it
they
over the
discourage
plate.
They discouraged that.
It was coming down a little bit, but he says, I said, how would they
who
do
Who caught it?
I don't remember.
Oh, you
don't
remember. Okay.
But it was really a great thrill to do it, to get off on the mound.
Well, I understand this. ICSC something. People, I don't even know what that is, right?
So it's the ICSC convention is at the same time as our party. It's the International Shopping Center Convention. So it's all the large developers in the country for shopping centers, Simon Malls, all the
Lord. How many years has that been going on?
This is the 27th year of the party. I was there three or four years before we had the party.
So we're in the 90s.
Maybe even a little earlier than that, I would think. Back into the 80s, they probably had it, probably not as large. It's grown to a convention of as many as 40,000. It's probably more in the 25,000, 30,000 range.
So when I said to someone, why Vegas? Well, that's where the party began. It's not moving anywhere. It's not going East Coast, West Coast. It's a Vegas party, literally.
It's a Vegas party because I was invited out there by a local Baltimore developer, Richard Alter, to see my clients that were out there. I wasn't doing a huge amount of commercial business in those days in the 80s. But my father is probably one of the biggest horse degenerates that Baltimore ever saw. He moved his body and fender shop not far from here on 25th Street out to Belvedere and Reisterstown in 1971 because he wanted to be closer to his ponies. Now, I don't know if you're married. I've never asked you
I
that.
I am married.
Okay, well, how many girlfriends does your wife let you have?
Zero.
Zero? Mine too. But my mother used to let my father have all the girlfriends that he wanted.
As long as they were horses.
As long as they were four-legged fillies.
Right.
You're right. You're right on line. So he had a lot of them, and he did pretty good. And if you go into his old body shop, there's still 100 and some pictures of racers, winners that he had.
We lost Mr. Costas a couple weeks ago, and, you know, the Costas, the whole wing over there is all horse pictures of winners. And, look, I went to the track in the 80s with Charlie Ekman, Chris Thomas, and all that up in the press box, the buyer speed number.
When I owned the Blast, all these guys you're mentioning, Charlie was a great friend. You know,
yeah, I mean, like, for me, that the horse racing part of the heritage of Maryland, that's one of the things about Preakness, which was a lot of the years I was invited to your event. I've been getting invited to your event for probably over a decade, maybe a decade and a half. I'm like, it's Preakness weekend. I ain't leaving Baltimore Preakness weekend. And the Preakness has changed. I think it's in a little bit of a flux now. I hope that they get the grandstand out there that they need, because it's, to your point, it's a part of our heritage here. It's a huge part of Maryland that we have seen shrink during our lifetime, sadly.
But my father was out there every Wednesday and Saturday with a bunch of stogie smoking guys. You know, and one of those guys was Steve Wynn's father.
Okay.
Many people don't know that Wynn moved here when he was about three. His father was a builder in Prince George's County with Kenny Michael, and Governor Hogan actually, you know, sold him some land and stuff, I'm told. And every Wednesday and Saturday, they'd be out there and they'd eat, you know, right on the finish line, and they'd take care of the ushers, whatever, but they just loved the horses. I'm not going to tell you I did. My sister was the Pikesville High School, not just women's handicapping champion, but men and women. She was great at it.
Did you love horses or no?
I loved horses. When I married my wife, she had two horses, not race ones. But so I've always been around horses. I ran a summer camp for many years for children.
But you love sports. I mean, you already talked about your Blast involvement. Yeah. And, like, there is something about sports that, other than real estate and religion and, you know, politics, the glue that has held this city together. And it's been the place I've been for 35 years because it's all I knew. You know, not just being an Aparicio, but my dad loved the Colts, and it was the heartbeat of my family. You know, it's a thing to bring fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and families together in this town.
I can remember booing whatever it was, 19 minutes with Orr in the end zone, and the refs really were scared to death to stay on the field there back in those Colts days. And
security? Yeah. Howard Perlow is here. He is our guest. He is in the title space. Tell everybody about your prime business, and then let's get to this Maryland party. And I have a lot of questions just about the history. I want to paint the whole history of how it's turned into the thing it's turned into. But obviously, Steve Wynn, there's a relationship there.
That's where it started from. So been in the title business for 47 years. We have residential title and commercial settlement services here in town. And, you know, I actually have figured out, because the present governor, Governor Moore, has done a great job with affordable housing things last year, that I probably have settled 250,000 homes in the state of Maryland over the last 47 years. And we're licensed in about 35 states, but that's more for our commercial business. And I still enjoy doing closings and seeing somebody buy a house here in Baltimore, you know, at that point. We still have affordable housing. I, you know, fought through many mayors to find the dollars and the programs to rehab our houses. You know,
you believer in the city?
I greatly believe in the city because I grew up on it. I go back to Lancers Boys Club with Kurt Schmoke. I don't know if you know who Lancers was. It was an organization that Judge Hammerman ran for lacrosse players here in town. We traveled all over the world playing lacrosse when it wasn't as prominent as in college sports, you know, as it
sure
is now. And Kurt was there, so we know each other for a very long time. Some guy that bought the Orioles named Rubenstein, he was a year ahead of me in the Lancers. I was junior Lancers, he was senior. But so you met a lot of Baltimore people in this boys club. We used to, that's maybe where some of my charity work started, because we used to sell rolls of nickel candy for the March of Dimes on Howard Street in front of Stortz, Hex, Hochschild, and Hutzler's. So that was the mall for downtown Baltimore, right?
That's
at Howard.
My parents did all their Christmas shopping when I was a boy in the 70s.
There was nothing out there. And then I actually got smart when finally Reisterstown Road Plaza enclosed itself, and I said to the boys, instead of freezing our butts off all winter long selling these rolls of candy, now we can go indoors because they had enclosed Reisterstown.
We'll make more money. We'll be warm.
That's it. Being warm was
see,
the better.
See, I camped out for all my concert tickets at the Hex at Reisterstown Road Plaza.
Understand.
Yeah, you know, you got to get, you know, east side, west side, but this Maryland party that you've put together, give me the genesis of it, because it's my understanding that this really started honestly, right? This was like, hey, we're all going to be in Vegas. Let's get some friends together, right? So literally, right?
I can't take credit for it. Richard Alter from the Mannequin Corporation, which developed all of Charles Center, you know, his father and father-in-law, said, let's have a dinner. And we were staying at the Mirage at that time, Steve, when it opened it a few years earlier. And we had maybe 30 rooms at the Mirage. And he said, let's have dinner in this Italian restaurant.
Did you go to Siegfried and Roy?
I've seen him many times. I actually got my son, who's a magician at heart, to meet Siegfried and Roy because of Steve getting him backstage.
Yeah, man, that was when I think of the Mirage, that's what I think of, right? Especially
in
those days, 30 years ago.
The first four or five times you see it, it's beside, you know, unbelievable.
All of the casinos in Vegas, when they come online, I was at Luxor when it first opened. Now it's considered, like, not a great place. But all of those places were, from a real estate standpoint, marvels, right? Every one of them trying to top each other back in the 90s when, you know, I'm going to do Rio. Now I'm going to do Paris. I'm going to do New York. And it's all sitting there.
And it's because Steve Wynn renovated the Golden Nugget and then built the Mirage, Treasure Island, and the Bellagio. And someday they'll build a statue next to the Vegas sign of Steve Wynn. I was with him actually in Palm Beach about 6 weeks ago.
You know, legend.
Spending some time, and truly a legend of Las Vegas, but a Baltimore boy.
Did he lose his wife recently?
I'm sorry, his first wife just passed away.
I just saw that.
And she used to write me some very nice charity checks for charities here in town, some of the hospitals and things. She was really a decent person. But they grew up here. He loves Baltimore. Whenever he would come to the party, once we moved over to the Wynn side, the Wynn is open 20 years right now, this month. Is when it was built and opened. The Encore then followed it. And, you know, he does love this city. When I was with him, he's always asking about how things are and what's going on. And
well, you can't. First off, I walked through Bellagio when it opened in the butterfly room. My wife and I would always eat in the restaurant in the back through the butterflies because it's just magnificent. It's like Willy Wonka, right? And then he opens Wynn, and they have a similar kind of thing there, but Wynn is more art. And, you know, art on the walls and glass art and elegant. I mean, it's just an elegant property. I don't know what else to say. And it's not opulent or lavish, yes, but I don't think it's not gross. It's not over the top to me. It's tasteful, I think. Wynn.
We were in Italy and Greece and in Venice a year or two ago, and we went to the glass manufacturer that all the Wynn chandeliers were made. I can't think of the name right now. My wife would know. But we went there to see it, and it's just an elegant, elegant hotel. He's won more Forbes five-star awards than any independent hotel in the world. He's got like 68 of them or something, spa and rooms and everything else at that point. The man is a great storyteller. He just, you know, when they opened Wynn, they needed 10,000 employees. They had 122,000 people apply for those jobs, and they had to give up every benefit they had at any hotel they were leaving. They want to work for this man. He was just a great leader. He did it. He rebuilt Vegas because I was there, I guess, in about 1975 with my father on a junket with Captain John here in town and Minder and some of the other guys that used to run junkets out there. And it was.
I love Min. Yeah, I knew Min.
It's John Patarakis is, you know, good buddies with him. But we used to stay at the Dunes. We'd stay at the Desert Inn. We'd stay at the Riviera. We'd stay at Flamingo.
Stardust.
never got to the Stardust. I mean, I've been in it many times. I saw Wayne Newton.
I saw Wayne Newton at Stardust.
Well, by the time I saw him, you shouldn't have seen him. But I did see Frank Sinatra with my wife in the second row.
By the way,
Caesars.
Tom Jones is playing the weekend of your
yes,
you're
I'm
there.
Aware.
I've never seen Tom Jones, and I'm leaning in. I mean, not as much as Sammy Hagar or the Go-Go's, but I noticed that Tom Jones was there the weekend you're there, and I'm thinking maybe.
I you need a ticket, we'll get you a ticket.
It's not unusual. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour with the Maryland Party Leader. Howard Perlow is here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Back to the Future Scratch-Offs. We're here at Coco's Pub. We're going to have crab melts. And you know what? The longer this conversation goes with Howard, the more I'm going to enjoy that crab melt, because I'm going to enjoy that more than Oriole baseball. Rasig is also hanging out. We're going to be at Red Brick Station next week. And then the following week, Vegas, baby. I'm going to be out with this guy and a whole bunch of folks at the pool. Well, let's get to the Maryland part of this, because I got to get the whole story. So 28 years we've been doing the Maryland party,
this
right?
This is the 28th year. The first year was 32 people at a restaurant at the Wynn. And I'm sorry, at the Mirage. And then the next year we took over a five-star restaurant at the Mirage called Renoir, and it was about maybe $200 million worth of Renoirs were on the walls of that restaurant.
Wow.
And I can remember some guy named Bill Struver running around trying to make deals, driving him crazy, and the maitre d' coming over and talking in his French that I don't do very well, but saying, this man is disrupting. I can't do my white glove service. I mean, it's a five-star restaurant. And we had about 100 and some people there the second year.
We needed a happy hour before the dinner is what you need.
Sure, we had all kinds of drinks and whatever, but this restaurant was a five-star. A guy named Alex Strada was the chef, and he's still out in Las Vegas at that point. Came over to the Wynn when he first opened over there and ran an Italian restaurant, and so it started there. About 8 years later, we had grown it to about 300 people, and the Wynn had opened, and we had about 75 rooms, I guess, that first year at the Wynn.
But it's just one dinner, one party, one thing, right? Yeah.
It was a sit-down dinner at
time.
Not a cocktail party and not the pool area that we take over now. So when the Wynn opened up, again, Steve Wynn had told his convention service senior vice president, anything the state of Maryland wants, they can have. Any venue, any place, any club, any whatever they want. Let them in everywhere as long as they pay for it, he said. So we do pay for it. A pig in the blanket is probably $10, $11 plus 30% tax and gratuity that I used to tease him about. But we get pretty much the run of the hotel, and we're now probably about 1,100, 1,200 rooms and probably about 1,600 people, after COVID.
Well, and I witnessed it last. It's really a remarkable thing. And so I would just say, for an audience that may or may not ever attend this, or have a boss that's attended this, or be in a sales place, purpose for doing this and where your heart is on doing it, because it's really a grand event, Howard. And I would say I can go all around the country and talk to people like, oh, you throw a party, you throw a convention, you do a thing. People do things. People do industry things in every industry, and saying, well, we're going to put our industry at a pool in Las Vegas, or we're going to take our best employees to Puerto Rico or Mexico, or do a junket or do a there's all sorts of employee incentive things, but to take all the industry leaders from a state and have them all sort of sucked out to Las Vegas for 48 hours to get together and conduct business, does Idaho do that? Wyoming do that?
We're the only state that does it. New York has a party and they serve cocktails with nothing to eat. Even though they might have a few dollars.
You got cabanas.
It's a 4-day party. It starts Friday. People come in on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we take over and buy out the Encore pool. We used to take 6 cabanas on the Wynn side, and we outgrew that. The fire marshal was going to close us down. It's always interesting that Steve Wynn is jealous of me, because we've had fireworks at our parties, and he tells me when they opened the Wynn, they wouldn't let him have fireworks. I said, well, I know the fire marshal. And I pretty much never get turned down by any of the department chairs. And
Last year it was an Elvis theme, was your theme. Do you tell your theme ahead of time now, or is it a surprise?
When the invitation comes out in March, that's when people know what it is. Terry Ann Hearn, who runs the party for me, generally she and I discuss
it. Isn't it disco this year?
This year is, is the Oscars. We have
Oscars. Okay, Oscars. Okay.
So it'll
that's disco to me.
We'll have a great couple production numbers and things at the party Monday night, where we take over the Encore Beach Club, which, Steve Wynn spent, $75, $80 million to build a number of years ago when he opened Encore. And the party grows, and it's probably the highest in-demand ticket in Las Vegas during the shopping center convention. We really don't do that much with the shopping center. Some of the commercial real estate leasing guys go to the show because all the big, they have 1 million square feet of shopping center owners that are out there leasing every new Dunkin' Donuts and every, you know,
best
Chipotle.
Practices.
That's right.
Right.
So they're there. But most of our people just hang around at the Wynn. You know, Art Adler from Kays Valley, who renovated a lot of Towson at one point, he says he never leaves the Wynn. He has his breakfast, his lunches, his dinners with people from Baltimore and from around the Mid-Atlantic, because it is the Mid-Atlantic. We have the governor usually there. The mayor is always there. Every mayor has always been there. Most of the county executives from the metropolitan counties do come. A lot of the commissioners from other counties like Cecil or Carroll or, you know, Hagerstown or whatever do come as well. So it's a place that you can talk and try to do business. I mean, Mark Saperstein, who's developed all of McHenry Row and most of Canton Shopping Center and all, all those deals were done out there. The ShopRite store is my old college roommate, Andy Klein, you know,
sure.
was out there and met Stephanie Rawlings Blake and committed to build on Liberty Heights a beautiful 70,000-foot ShopRite for the community for Baltimore. So the amount of business that goes on is huge. I do it for Baltimore because I'm Baltimore-focused. I've lived here my whole life. But it's really the
state
of
Maryland. What was the inspiration for it, though? I mean, other than Steve Wynn says, oh, I got a pool, I got a place, do something with it. Did you ever envision it being this grand and big? Or was that, has it just grown into that organically?
It's just grown into it. It was when we were moving from the Mirage to the Wynn that year, the person that ran the party then, I said, how many people do we have coming? We were still sending out invitation cards, not emails or whatever.
Sure.
And he says, I don't know. I said, well, the restaurant at that time was going to be Commander's Palace out of New Orleans.
Sure.
New Orleans, right? But they had a branch there. And when he counted the cards, the respond cards, we had 460 people coming, and the restaurant only held 310. So we were in trouble. And I called the banquet manager, who is still at the Wynn. He's been with Steve for 35 years or so. And he put together an event, still a seated dinner, that by the time we got there 2 weeks later had grown to 600 people. And that was the first really big event.
You needed
really
a different space at that point.
And that's where it's grown and now grown into this, taking over the pool at the Encore Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all day. And there's great networking to go on there. We have 30 cabanas and people help us sponsor. I can't afford to pay for this party in Las Vegas myself. So it's all these Maryland companies.
Including, you know, Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, my partners.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but it's not just, I mean, every bank, I could sit here and read like an alphabet soup of the people that go, and I've known that for years. No, but then I immersed in it, and it was much, it sounds opulent and nice and beautiful and all that, but then you go and you see all of these familiar faces, and you feel like, well, other than it being 110, but it's a dry heat, and you're at this beautiful pool, that thing could be in Ocean City, right? I mean, literally, it could be in Annapolis. It could be at the Baltimore Convention Center for the faces you see.
But people would only come for one day, maybe, or 2 days to Ocean City. We get them.
You trap them.
We trap them for 4 days, and everybody gets time to see who they want to see.
Well, you won't trap Martin Knott. He'll be too busy partying with the dead. By the way, the Sphere is right across the street from this.
Unbelievable.
All the concerts are out there. Sammy Hagar's out there. The Go-Go's are out there that weekend. So it is Preakness weekend. Do you lose people because of Preakness? I mean, or just Sunday morning? It's crazy, right?
The Southwest Plains, with the governor, when they come, they always have to, of course, go to the Preakness, whoever the governor has been, is packed with Baltimoreans coming out.
Sure.
And the governor walks on with his security detail, whoever it might be, and the sea pit parts for them to find their seats at that point.
Does Westmore get A-boarding?
I'm just I haven't been on it because I'm out there. I'm in Las Vegas for 13 days for this event every year.
I was B-55 in Atlanta this morning. I'm hoping that the governor gets to sit A. Howard Perlow is here. He is with the Maryland Party. And tell me about your title company as well. Where are you based?
We're based in Owings Mills and have offices all over the state of Maryland, but truly do work commercially all over the country. At that point, I tell people from Florida to Maine and out to the Mississippi and a few states past there. You know, but the people that come out there are the St. John properties, are the Merritt properties, are H&S properties, Patarakis, and, you know, everything in Inner Harbor. And all of these leaders in our community, Dave Bramble was out there. I consider Dave maybe behind you, but one of the best promoters for the city of Baltimore.
I got him on the show. I've never had him on. I want to talk about the harbor. Yeah. I mean, it's important. Well, I lived at the harbor for 19 years.
Yeah.
So,
But he does. He sells our city better than anybody. I like to think I love my city, and I do, but he's just been great anyway.
That's my next gig, Hal. I'm going to be a lobbyist for Baltimore, pro-Baltimore lobbyist. Is there such a thing? I want that gig.
I got to tell you, I'm enjoying every time somebody wants to give me a negative comment about Baltimore that I tell them about our crime rate and our murder rate and how it's down 25-30%.
We're fixing this joint.
And our mayor has done a good job. I think that he's...
I saw Brandon the other night. Yeah. I do business with Coppin State. It's their 125th anniversary. Dr. Jenkins, Brian Pinnock from Care First was out. They gave a $6 million grant to the university. Coppin's doing great, as I sit here near Morgan. But, you know, the notion that the city is forever, you know, in trouble, or there are people every day, and I see him at the pool 2 weeks from now with you, people every day rolling sleeves up in this city trying to make the city better.
I would tell you, we were in Greece, my wife and I, and the cab driver, where are you from? And I always describe it as Baltimore near Washington, because
sure,
they don't know Baltimore. And he says, The Wire. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've never seen one episode of The Wire,
either.
And I don't have any desire to see it, okay, because it gives us the negative connotation. And I do believe we have a great city. I think our waterfront is unbelievable. When we bring people that work at the Wynn here for a Ravens game or an Orioles game in the summer,
we show off.
Well, and they love our promenade. They love everything about the Inner Harbor, but it is more than that, and our neighborhoods are great. And I do think that we as a community, you know, have survived whatever ups and downs of the world that we have. And, you know, it's important to me. I mean, you know, I chaired Levendale Nursing Home, part of Lifebridge Health, for 4 years during COVID. And it might have been the most difficult charity job I've ever done. I've raised a lot of money for parochial schools. I've raised money for Lifebridge with their gala that they have. But, you know, it's important to give back, and I try to do that for my business and my staff doing that, and being involved over the many years in many different charities. I did get a very nice from my principal in high school. I was president of my class for my junior and senior year, and he did say that if I ever have anything to sell, he was going to give it to Howard Perlow in my college recommendation to sell for him. So I'm a pretty good salesman, but I also do a really good job in my business, but I do a good job in my charity business as well. Which I try to, you know, give back to the community. I just really feel it's important.
Well, the Maryland party is the weekend of Preakness. Very hard to forget that. It's out in Las Vegas.
We do have a Preakness party, you know, every Saturday night out there at 3 o'clock that we do.
I haven't been there for that because I've been at the Preakness. I've gone late. So this year I may be out there on Saturday. So what do you do? Because I was going to say, your party last year had huge throngs of people gathering around lacrosse. Because lacrosse was going on at one of the TVs on the weekend. Everybody's watching the game. It is a sports crowd. You're not the only Oriole and Raven fan out there.
Look, the sports book does pretty good at the Win. I got to tell you, it's always full. But a law firm, Whiteford Taylor, sponsors the Preakness Party every year. And there's, you know, a couple hundred people that go inside to watch it together at the sports book with them. And
is Sir Black Eyed Susan's?
I'm sorry?
Do they serve the Black Eyed Susans?
No, but we do Orange Crush. Okay, so
that's the state drink. I learned that from the guy at Deep Eddy. All right. Well, get out of here. Get yourself ready.
Thank you
for having
my pleasure.
A time to come over, given the story, because people ask me, and I only know drips and drabs of the story that people have told me last year. I'm like, now how did I get here, and what are all these people doing here, and how did this happen? Because that's what I do. I ask questions. I mean, I just need to know the answer. So at least this year I can be an ambassador for you. People say, how did this happen? I said, Perlow did the show. He gave me the whole story. So 28 years. What movie star are you going to be?
Not a movie star, but a pretty good costume. I think people will like it when I get there. That doesn't come out.
This is the whole thing, is that you dress in costume every year.
They,
that's part of your
my shtick
thing. Your
my
shtick. Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I would tell your audience that the year that we did the 70s and we had – no, 60s, I'm sorry. Actually, the 60s, and we did Hairspray, of course, because I grew up in Buddy Dean and
love
the
that
whole story, and we had a big production number. And, you know, I would tell you that I thought I was dressed as a pretty good Edna Turnblatt. I think I was better than John Travolta.
I had a picture of you and me last year with the little mini Elvis we had. And the other Elvis we had, and I'm trying to find it because I was going to hold up. There it is right there. There we are. There, so it's there. You can see it right there. There's little Elvis, young Elvis, Howard Elvis. You were just like the Colonel, right?
I did there. And
you were
I,
the Colonel.
And
that's
then
who
I
you
did,
were.
Last year, Mr. Rourke and Tattoo, the The little person was also...
The plane. Corinthian leather, as they would say.
Yep.
Howard, a pleasure, man.
Thank
Take care
you
of yourself.
Much.
Howard Perlow, he is here on behalf of the Maryland Party, as well as his mortgage, not mortgage, it's title. I always want to call you mortgage. It's close.
No, it's important. I'm the one that gets to the finish line. After they get their mortgage approved, I've got to get the papers done and get it to the courthouse.
Can't get the paper without this guy. You got to get the title done. I learned about that. I see that in the fees at the bottom. Title business, how is real estate? You closing deals?
Commercial is very strong. New homes, new residential homes, the builders are very strong. There is still a shortage of inventory in the resale market, would be my general comment.
I'm trying to get the rate down, Hal. What can we do about that?
I'm
trying to get the rate down and the Orioles ERA down at the same time. Is there – do I have any
– we need both of them down without question.
Which one's happening first?
we got a couple of pitchers coming back this week, and let's hope a couple more come back.
That's what they said about Gibson before you got here. That's all I can say. I am Nestor. We're at Coco's. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs to give away. Rasig's going to come in. Getting hungry. I had a little bit of cream of crab soup here earlier. I had a couple of coconut shrimp, which are my, by the way, when you leave here, get the coconut shrimp here with the raspberries. It's the most amazing thing ever. But when I come back, you went to Burke's. You have been at Burke's a few times.
Lombard and
absolutely
Light Street, yeah.
So when Rasig was
you missed the onion rings. I like the onion rings.
That's a moment of silence for those onion rings. I was at Jack's Stack in Kansas City. 7-8 years ago with my wife, we went into the bar, and I looked at the people at the bar next to me, and they were eating onion rings, and they were the Burke's onion rings. And I looked at him, I'm like, what are those? He's like, they're onion rings. I'm like, I want to order them. They were the exact same recipe. It was sort of this cornmeal Burke's onion ring. Burke's onion rings, Rasig. Oh! Next month, we're going to make that on special. But for now, we have the crab melt from Burke's on special here at Coco's tonight. Do you ever have a crab melt?
Yep.
Oh!
My offices were at Redwood and Lake Street, so I ate there plenty.
You're no stranger to the Frosted Goblet, is what you're telling me at Burke's.
Right. Yep.
Downtown Baltimore forever. My mom took me there for surf and turf when she took me to Harbor Place in 1981. She'd say, we're going to walk over to Burke's and get surf and turf. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go to Burke's. So well, off the Berks when I was a little boy. But it was the place all the sports writers hung from the News American and the Evening Sun. It was a sports writer hangout when I was a kid. And I haven't had that crab melt in years, but I'm here at Coco's and I'm about to have it. I'm going to be in Vegas with Sammy Hagar and Gina Schock and Howard Perlow and the Maryland Party. The website's The Maryland Party?
TheMarylandParty.com.
.com. Yeah, that's where I found all the information last year. I'm like, what is this thing you're inviting me to, Bill Cole? Good party. So if you're out in Vegas, you do business, you need to know this guy.
Thanks.
I am Nestor. We're at Coco's. We're back for more. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.